Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zvachim Daf Kuf Ches, Zvachim 108. Today's Daf Yomi discusses some of the distinctions between the two prohibitions that we've been discussing in our chapter. One is the prohibition against making a sacrificial offering outside of the courtyard of the temple. The other is bringing that offering up on the altar. So the Mishnah tells us, Chomer Ba'aliyah, there's an added stringency to bringing this offering as an altar over slaughtering it in the following sense. Shnayim sha'achzu b'sakim v'shachtu, that if two people hold a knife together and they slaughter the animal together outside of the temple, they are going to be peturim, they're going to be exempt from bringing a sin offering. Whereas if two people achzu be'aver, if two people bring up a limb on the altar outside of the courtyard, then v'he'elu chayav, and they'll be liable for a sin offering. The Gemara then, the Mishnah then discusses another aspect with respect to bringing an offering up on an altar outside the temple. Let's say he'ela v'chazer v'he'ela. Let's say a person brings up an offering on the altar outside the temple and then forgot about that they've done it, and they go back and they do it again, and then they learned that they did it and they did it accidentally, and they go back and they do it again. Then, according to the Rabbi Shimon, chayav al kol aliyah, every single time they bring it up, they're going to be liable. As Rabbi Yossi says, eino chayav ela achas. Rabbi Yossi says they're only going to be liable for one sin offering for all the times that they brought it up. And the Gemara discusses why. Comes to the final argument of this Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yossi is of the position that if you bring up an offering outside of the courtyard of the temple, you're only going to be liable if you bring up the offering on an actual altar. But if it's not on an actual altar, you're not going to be liable. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Afil he'ela al hasela o al evin. Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be liable even if you bring it up on just a stone or a rock. You're going to be liable even under those circumstances. So Rabbi Yossi says you actually have to bring it up on an altar itself. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, you know, even if you bring it up on a stone, you're going to be liable for bringing up on an outside the courtyard altar. So what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara on Kuf Ches Amud Beis says, Amar Rav Huna, the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi that you need to bring it on an actual altar is because it states in Parashas Noach that after Noach left the ark, it states, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Hashem, that Noach built an altar for God. And we see from here that even when an individual offering that a person brings outside of the temple, which is what Noach did, there's no temple and he brought it on his own, that's going to be considered something that needs to go up on an altar in order for it to be an offering. And Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Shimon? If that's the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Shimon? Because we have another story of a person who brings an offering outside the temple, and that is Manoach, the father of Shimshon, after he was told by the angel that he was going to give birth to a son. It says, Vayikach Manoach es kediya izim, vesa mincha vayala tzur Hashem, that he brought an offering on a rock to God. And so we see from here that the offering, even outside the temple, if it went up on a rock, it was still considered to be an offering. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with the fact that by Noach it says that he built an altar to God? So he says, it doesn't mean an actual altar, it means he built a higher place. So therefore, it doesn't come from the aspect of altar, it was just a higher place that he built. And what would Rabbi Yossi do with the fact that Manoach, it says that he brought it on a stone and not on an altar? So the Gemara says that his response to that would be Horas Shahayisa, that this was a special moment, one-time moment in history, which is with the father of Shimshon. And we know that Shimshon himself was a one-time moment, because there was never another Nazir like Shimshon itself, a Nazir from the womb. An alternative answer is that what's the reasoning why Rabbi Shimon says even on a stone is going to be sufficient. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon's in the position that because it states in Leviticus 17, verse 6, Al Mizbach Hashem Pesach Ol Moed. It says on the altar of God at the entrance to the tent. So we see from here that the altar of God, the Mizbach, is only when it's at the entrance to the tent. Ve'ei Mizbach B'bama, that there's no actual altar that's required to be prohibited by a Bama. And so therefore, if you bring it up on a stone, that is going to be also liable according to Rabbi Shimon. And these laws about to what degree you're going to be liable if you bring it up on an offering outside of the temple, if it needs to be an actual altar according to Rabbi Yossi, or even a stone according to Rabbi Shimon, there, you know, we say, oh, this is completely not relevant for Jewish law, but actually there's been throughout Jewish history a raging debate about whether or not people can bring sacrifices even without a temple. And so if that's the case, if one could bring sacrifices even without a temple, then there's going to be a prohibition of a bama. So Rabbi Yoshua says, we did this on Kuf Zayin on Mabez, Rabbi Yoshua says specifically, Shamati Shemakrivin Afal Pishayim Bayis. Rabbi Yoshua says specifically that even today, it will be permitted to bring a sacrifice on the place of the Temple Mount, even though there is no temple. And indeed, that is how the Rambam rules in Beis HaBechira, chapter 6, law 15. And also, that the Rambam is working out of the culture coming out of Spain and was writing in Egypt. But also in Ashkenaz, there was this position that Rabbi Yechiel Mipari, who lived in the 13th century, he wanted to come to Jerusalem. And the reason why he wanted to come to Jerusalem was to bring karbonos, was to bring sacrifices. And indeed, Rabbi Yosef Karo also writes in his Kesef Mishnah that this is why Ezra Ezra sanctified it, and the reason was because maybe when the temple will be destroyed, that we will receive permission in order to bring a sacrifice, and so therefore he writes specifically the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, and Rabbi Chinan, the Omri Pari all write specifically that it would be permitted even today to bring a sacrifice in the courtyard of the temple, and so therefore since it's permitted to bring a sacrifice in the courtyard of the temple, we have to be aware how we're going to be in violation of the prohibition to bring a sacrifice outside the temple, if in violation is on an altar specifically, or even on any rock, according to Rabbi Shimon.